Local news first from Niagara Radio. This report brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. If your refrigerator's not cooling and your washer's not spinning and your dryer doesn't, before you think about replacing it, call Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. He's been fixing appliances for over 45 years, and his service call is only $35 plus parts and labor. And with prices the way they are today, that's a lot less than buying a new appliance. And why would you want to do that anyway when Chris Moore can get your home appliances running like new? He's honest, reliable, and affordable, and someone who's been fixing appliances for decades. Now, we know you don't know when you're going to need them, but here's the smart thing to do. Put his number in your cell phone at 523-5911. So when an appliance does break down, and if you have one, you know it will, you'll have Chris Moore's number handy. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. Topping Friday's local news, a Tonawanda man lost his life on Thursday night when he was struck by an Amtrak train heading to Niagara Falls. That happened north of Sheridan Drive near Military Road in the town of Tonawanda, and police said it appeared that the 63-year-old man, identified as Michael Lucas, was attempting to cross the tracks when he was struck by the train. That happened around 11:30 p.m. on Thursday, with town of Tonawanda police still investigating the details of that accident. Firefighters from the Niagara Active Hose Company in the town of Niagara were called out Friday morning to the Metallico Yards on Maple Avenue, where workers scrapping a vehicle there reported the vehicle burst into flames when the gas tank erupted. The fire company made quick work of that fire, and no injuries or damage was reported. More headlines on the way, but a reminder, our news is also brought to you Monday through Friday by the Wellness Park Pharmacy, 87th and Buffalo Avenue, and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue, just off Main. When you enter, they make you feel like you're entering an old-time corner drugstore, with that hometown feeling, but including all the modern conveniences of the giant corporate drugstores. There you'll never feel just like a number, waiting in line for service, but you're welcomed as a neighbor, as a valued customer, because to them you are. Friendly faces, people waiting to help you, and pharmacists that'll answer any question you might have. And if you want, they'll even deliver your prescriptions right to your door, free of charge. But don't take my word for it. Get all the details by either stopping in or giving them a call at 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacies of Niagara Falls. In other news, the Fashion Outlet Mall in the town of Niagara is looking for a new lease on life. They're hoping that a $17 million, 10-year, new tax structure by the Niagara County Industrial Development Corporation will be approved soon, with mall officials saying that will help them survive these tough times. Since border crossings have slowed down, and with the online shopping explosion, authorities tell us the mall really needed this help. And town of Niagara supervisor Sylvia Virtuoso told us she's hoping the measure passes too, because she said the mall is very important to the town of Niagara.
It provides more than 50% of the sales tax to our area, 800 jobs to all of the local residents here. Right now they're having a bit of a hard time due to the lack of Canadian shoppers and because of the e-commerce, but with a little bit of help, perhaps from us, we certainly don't want to lose them. So the Niagara County IDA and the Town of Niagara are working together to have the mall stay here, stay open, and hopefully get over this little hurdle and provide the shopping for all the millions of tourists that come to the city of Niagara Falls and help keep Military Road the prosperous business section that it is.
If that tax break is approved by the IDA board, it will hopefully get the mall through the upcoming winter shopping season, and will also allow them to meet a reported $76 million balloon payment that's due by the mall in October. Mall management tells us that part of the problem has been due to the loss of Canadian shoppers who in the past have made up a majority of the business at the mall. Now they say they're happy to hear that a new Canadian company, Urban Planet, will be coming to the mall soon. And they're hoping that that will spur Canadian trade back to the fashion outlets. Meantime, a vote of approval for that new tentative tax structure is reported to be made shortly by the county's IDA. Sheriff deputies are investigating the report of two cars entered on Kingfisher Lane in the town of Wheatfield After the owners discovered the entry and checked video on their lot, and found that three men pulled up to their driveway and entered two vehicles parked there, nothing was taken from inside, leaving deputies to believe that the men were trying to steal the vehicles. They were unsuccessful and reportedly left the area in a black SUV. Deputies are now examining the footage of those intruders to see if they can recognize those suspects. Well, there's some relief for laid-off workers at the Lockport Candlelight Cabinetry Company on Michigan Street in Lockport that we told you first in January closed down at the site. Now authorities tell us the company is scheduled to reopen with new owners who say they'll be putting over $1 million worth of improvements into the company and will be getting back into business. Authorities also tell us that the nearly 100 employees that were laid off when the company closed are expected to be offered their jobs back again. Accidents reported to Niagara Radio today included a two-vehicle accident that happened on Mapleton Road at Townline Road, with injuries reported there. Later on Friday, a dump truck reportedly rolled over on the Lake Road in Barker. Details on that accident were not immediately available. And on Bunker Hill Road on Thursday night, a one-vehicle accident was reported. Unknown injuries reported there, with deputies and volunteers from the Wolcottsville and Rapids Fire Company assisting at the scene. And around 9:30 on Friday morning, Niagara Falls firefighters responded to a vehicle fire at 13th and Willow Avenue. No details on that one, but luckily, there were also no injuries reported. And finally, it looks like the state is getting ready to push back a mandate for about 5 years on moving to all-electric school buses. But Senator George Borrello says it might just be an election year scheme. And he says that's even though the electric school buses are on an unfunded state mandate. He says most school systems can't afford buying electric buses, and they don't have the electric facilities to charge them. And to add to that, the electric companies are saying they don't think they'll have enough electricity to supply all the needed charging stations throughout the state. Today, extending that mandate is being discussed during the state's budget talks, which they tell us are now 45 days overdue. And some people are saying the electric school bus issue is just kicking the can down the road until after the election. And that's with no decision made or final word on the new state budget being completed at airtime. And lawmakers telling us they continue to work on the budget during another last-minute extension. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. The Links of Niagara at 360 Rainbow Boulevard, where you can practice your golf game on the same simulators the pros use before the golf course is open. We update the news every Monday to Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you could hear it on the hour and half hour on niagaradio.net or by entering niagaradio.net in the search bar on Facebook. And remember, at night and over the weekend, if major news should break out, we'll break in and tell you about it right here on the Real Niagara Radio, the only Niagara Falls radio station that cares enough to bring you comprehensive local news, fair and free, right here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.